وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your services for his mubarak deen. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, continuing with the story of Hazrat Yusuf ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam, we came thus far on him being thrown into the well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a revelation unto Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam at that particular time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him hope. So anyway, they thought that they now got rid of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam forever, and they will never ever encounter a meeting with him again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed otherwise. So they came weeping to their father. But what they did is they killed the sheep, and they soaked Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's shirt in his blood, his kurta. And they, amongst themselves, the brothers, they took an oath that their deed is a closed secret, and they will never ever divulge it to anybody. It's just them that knew about it. But they failed to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching everything. So here's a story not only of jealousy and harm to an individual, but also treachery and lies. You know, it's filled with that particular aspect. So, and then at nightfall, what they did, they came to their father weeping, you know, and they put up the show, you know, and they said that that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was devoured by a wolf. So anyway, in the shadows of the night, the silence was broken by the crying of 10 people. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was sitting in his house when the sons entered, and they questioned, "Why is all this weeping? Has anything happened to our flock?" So they answered, crying, "Oh, our father, we went racing with one another, and we left Yusuf alayhi salam with our belongings, and the wolf ate him up. فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. You will never believe us, however truthful we may be." So now they put up a show in front of their father. "We were surprised after returning from the race that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was devoured by the wolf. We did not see him. You will not believe us even though we are truthful. We are telling you what happened." You know, so convincingly they are telling the story to their father. "So the wolf has eaten Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. This is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's shirt. We found it soaked with blood, and we did not find Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam." Oh, so deep down in the heart, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam knew that his beloved son was still alive, that his other sons were lying. He held the blood-stained shirt in his hands, spread it out, and he remarked, "What a merciful wolf. He ate up my beloved son without tearing his shirt." Their faces turned red when he demanded more information, but each swore by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he was telling the truth. So the broken-hearted father burst into tears, and this is a normal human element. So rather, your inner desires have tempted you to do something. So he said, "Fasabrun jamil," patience is better. Wallahu al-musta'an, it is Allah whose help is sought against what you describe. So the father acted wisely by praying for mighty patience, which is free of doubt, and by trusting in Allah for help against what they had plotted against him and his son. So in the dark well, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam managed to find a stone ledge to hold on to. So around him was total darkness and an eerie silence. Fearful thoughts entered his mind. What would happen to him? Where would he find food? Why had his brothers turned against him? Would his father know of his plight? His father's smile flashed before him, recalling the love and affection he had always shown him. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam began to pray sincerely, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rescue. So this also shows us that we may be in most dire circumstances. Never ever forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in supplication. So gradually his fear began to subside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was testing him to fill him in a spirit of patience and courage. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam surrendered himself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just then there was a caravan on its way to Egypt. So the caravan of merchants halted at this famous well for water. A man lowered in his bucket. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was startled by the bucket hurling down and grabbed hold of it before it could land in the water. As the man began to haul, he felt an unusually heavy load. So he peeped into the well. What he saw shocked him. There was here a person clinging to the rope. So he held the rope tightly and shouted to his friends, "Better give me a hand, fellows. Looks like I found real treasure in the well." So his companions rushed to the well and helped him to pull out a stranger holding onto the rope. This was the working of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So standing before them was a healthy, handsome youth, beaming with an angelic smile. So they saw in him a handsome prize, for money was all that mattered to them. So immediately they clapped iron shackles on his feet and they took him along to Egypt, far away from his beloved homeland of Canaan. So all over the Egyptian city the news spread that an unusually handsome, robust young slave was on sale. So people gathered by the hundreds at the slave market. Some were spectators, others were bidders, the elite and the rich, each one craning his neck to view the handsome person. So Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, it is mentioned in half the beauty of the world, you know, was distributed amongst all the people of the world, and the other half was given to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So you can imagine how handsome he was. So the auctioneer had a field day as the bidding well went to very well, and each buyer trying to outbid the other. So eventually the Aziz, the chief minister of Egypt, outbid all the others and took Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam to his mansion. And they washara'uhu bibaqsin bithamanin qalil, you know, they sold him for a very meager price, and they sold him for a small price, a few pieces of silver. They were of those who regarded him insignificant. So here we also washara'uhu bithamanin baqsin darahima ma'duda wa kanu fihi min az-zahidin. Now this shows that as the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was sold for a pittance, you know, in the marketplace. So we who fall, you know, all behind beauty, temporary beauty in this world, remember that it does not last forever. There is something else that is more important. And as we go on into the story, we'll listen that how the character, the piety, and the sincerity, and the truth of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, propelled him to very, very great heights. So anyway, the one who bought him from Egypt said to his wife, "Make his stay great, stay here graceful and nice. He may be useful to us. We may adopt him as a son." And thus we established Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam in the land. so that we should teach him the interpretation of events. Allah is powerful in enforcing his command, but most of the people do not know. So love for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was thrust into the heart of the man who bought him, and he was a man of no mean position. He was an important personality and one of the ruling classes of Egypt. So therefore Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was pleasantly surprised when the chief minister of Egypt orders his men to remove the heavy shackles from his swollen feet. He was also surprised when he told Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam not to betray his trust. He would not be ill-treated if he behaved himself. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam smiled at his benefactor, thanked him, and promised to be loyal. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam felt at ease, for at last he was sheltered and he would be well cared for. So he thanked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala over and over and wondered at the mysteries of life. Not so long ago, he'd been cast into a deep, dark well with no hope of ever coming out alive. Next, he was rescued, and then he was enslaved in iron shackles, and now he was moving freely in a luxurious mansion with enough food to enjoy. So, however, his heart ached with longing for his brother and for his parents. He had a brother by the name of Binyamin. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, in the thoughts of his parents, you know, would cry, you know, in his moments of loneliness, that he is gone from one place to another and is recalling the events in such a short space of time. So this is the reality of life, that tilkal ayyamu nudawiluha in the nas, that you have different conditions that befall you at different times, and you know, there may be conditions of difficulty, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes them to comfort and pleasure, as in the case of Yusuf alayhi salam, that bodily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had propelled him, you know, taken him out from the well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him sanctuary now in the home of the Aziz of Misr, unshackled, you know. So this was the reality. Another lesson that we learned from here also, that at the time when he was being auctioned, there was an old lady who was also going to go and bid in the auction. So people inquired from her that, what, you don't have the capacity to buy this person, but why are you going to bid in the auction? And she said, at least, you know, in the year after, when we stand for accountability, Allah, I'm able to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be able to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was also among those who was bidding for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and had I been successful, I would have freed him. So even any minute deed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be very, very valuable. So we learn a great lesson from here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq of benefiting from these great waqiyas in the noble Quran, and the evils and traits that I mentioned, to stay away from them, and all the good things that I meant that I mentioned, and from the stories in the noble Quran, that we can bring them into our lives and draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.